Good evening, everyone. So we are going to get started. So we're just going to begin by following the natural rhythm of our breath, just breathing in and breathing out. And just center ourselves. Just following the natural rhythm of our breath. Breathing in and breathing out. So we're expanding into the wisdom of the conscious heart. Placing this into a sacred healing chamber. Within the temple of Archangel Sandalphon this evening. So opening up to the temple of Archangel Sandalphon, noticing a portal of light opening above our head. Placing all of us into a violet transmuting flame. Clearing through all negativity, fear, discord, clearing any spin inversions. Placing this into a map toning with the overlighting elemental and Deva of healing. The energies of Pan. The ascended master octave and our higher self. Just breathing in and breathing out. We begin entering into this portal of light. Opening up into this portal of light, drawing us higher and higher to the temple of Archangel Sandalphon. Noting this blend of this whitish golden energy. Blazing through us, clearing our chakra system. Our nervous system. Toning, singing, chanting the sacred names of our own source energy and divinity. Bringing us back into harmonious perfection, divine right alignment. Perfect spin ratio, just realigning our system. We're wanting to kind of clear through our endocrine system tonight. Just breathing in and breathing out. As we enter into this sacred temple of light with Archangel Sandalphon, this golden white blaze of light, feeling the strength, the power of Archangel Sandalphon's energy as he represents the flame of divine victory, which is held in the chakra within the right arch of the foot, the flame of divine victory, the ability to move forward with success. The Sandalphon represents a lot of our more magical qualities. The ability to manifest in some of the more magical qualities that rests within our, the code within our DNA. And so just asking Archangel Sandalphon to begin igniting within us these divine, sacred, magical qualities within our own unique DNA. Abilities that help us to become victorious on behalf of our cosmic Christ presence. Also joining us this evening is the Ascended Master, Jesus, overlighting our energies as well. Just breathing in and breathing out. And so the power flame of victory ignites the power of the human spirit to be the champion of life in any life experience or challenge. And that victory is the flaming torch of spirit that lights the way for our human soul to see the light at the end of the tunnel and push beyond our fears to a better life. The human soul is constantly facing victories and triumphs, trials and tribulations to evolve our mastery of who we are as a co-creator. The power flame of victory holds within the soul attribute of determination and the authority to command divine right action. Knowing that determination is the power of knowing you will not give up regardless in the face of fear, whether it is your own or another's, that you will remain true to the higher cause of sacred love you're in service to. Victory commands you to be the authority of your true presence, standing in the full strength of your love and truth, to know that you will not bow before any fear or illusion of separation, and hold your complete focus on the determination to stand in the victory of your love. Igniting the power of the human spirit within you to rise above any life challenge to be the champion for the family of humanity. If the power flame of victory challenges people or situations that are using power to oppress others, especially those who cannot defend themselves, such as the innocent, those who are different in some way from the status quo, and the underdogs in society. The power flame of victory brings freedom, and the power flame of freedom brings victory. Both of these power flames are about bringing our divine blueprint into the perfected vision and inspiration to manifest its form. As the power flame of victory blazes through our fears and illusions of separation, knowing that you are a living instrument of spirit moving through you like a lightning bolt of pure light in a stormy sky, that the passion of victory is so powerful it causes you to be charismatic and magnetic to others without even trying. Knowing that it would just be natural for you to stand strong and unwavering in the higher cause you believe in, which allows others to be inspired by your passion and strength. As the power flame of victory opens up to the supernatural powers that we possess, and the remembrance of who we are as supernatural beings. Knowing that so often we feel powerless in our humanness, but when we are living in the power flame of victory, we are reminded that we are human beings who have the limitless power of spirit living in us and through us. Calling forth to the Ascended Master, the mighty Victory, who works with Archangel Sandalphon. So victory is not only a quality essence. Victory is also an ascended being as well. So we're calling for the mighty Victory, noticing as his presence comes forth, this ascended master. He's been known at times in the Greek and Roman eras of time. As you call forth mighty victory standing behind you, backing you in any cause that you have that you want to go forward and accomplish, be victorious in, you would be the ascended master to call for. So I'm calling for the beloved presence of mighty victory and the Archangel Sandalphon, enfolding us in the soul attribute of mastery, and that mastery is the ability to sustain your creation once it is in form. Archangel Sandalphon calls forth the nature and elemental kingdom to support your cause in physical form. As human beings, we innately live in a relationship with the elemental nature kingdom, as well as our tribes of light above us. And without either of their support, it makes it very difficult for us to fulfill our destiny. For example, the elemental and the nature kingdom supplies us with food, water, shelter, and other resources and supplies we need to survive in human form and to create and manifest in physical form in this world, and to fulfill the creative expression of our blueprint. Our tribe of light supports us energetically with guidance, healing, getting mastery of our soul attributes, the power flames of creation. So in a way, they're sort of above us helping us, and the nature kingdom is here on the earth helping us. And we're always living in communion with the elemental kingdom. And Archangel Sandalphon has a unique and special relationship with this elemental kingdom. So Archangel Sandalphon acts as the commanding agent of the elemental and nature kingdom, whereas Archangel Metatron dispenses the electronic substance to support this nature kingdom and the earth. So Archangel Sandalphon and Metatron work in harmony with one another in governing the energies of the elemental nature kingdom, which in turn supports us in our own life purpose. So again, for those of you out there who have a special relationship to the nature kingdom, you may want to start calling forth Archangel Sandalphon as well as Metatron, Archangel Metatron, to back you and support you in communication or that connection and relationship with the nature kingdom. So Archangel Sandalphon and the elemental nature kingdom are the magical presence in our world. In turn, they infuse our creative expressions with their magical presence. Archangel Sandalphon teaches us how to be the commanding presence of the electronic substance in our world. Keeping in mind, the electronic substance is the electrons of all life. And so again, Archangel Sandalphon has a great mastery with the commanding divine right action, knowing how to command the presence of the electronic substance in the physical world, and therefore the electronic substance of creation itself. The elemental and nature kingdom is always in harmonious perfection with the unified field of creation and the universal flow. And working with the flames of abundance. And so when you begin learning how to manifest and master the electronic substance, the electrons of life, that quantum physics level of life, you begin governing the mastery of the magic presence itself, that divine aspect of our own energy, the magic presence that moves through us and within the nature kingdom. So breathing in and breathing out for a moment. I want you to just breathe into your heart as we're accessing the temple of our soul. Just connecting into the temple of our soul. And asking our soul if there's any particular project or goal, something that you'd like to be victorious in. A work project, a book you want to write, something within a relationship, a financial goal, something in physical form that you may want to accomplish and be victorious in. Again, just breathing in and breathing out. And from the temple of your soul, just notice what comes to you to ask assistance with tonight. It could be a health issue. and laying this upon the altar of the Silent Watcher, whatever your request is tonight, as we call forth the beloved presence of Archangel Sandalphon, dealing with our mastery in the physical world, the elemental kingdom, the ability to command the electronic substance of life, the beloved Mighty Victory, the Ascended Master, the Mighty Victory, and clearing within our energy field anything that has prevented us in the past from being victorious within our life, our living truth, our life purpose. And so just noticing as you breathe down into your belly area, any place where you feel like you have been failing at life, you have failed in the past, in any particular way that comes to you, relationships, marriages, homes, foreclosures, bankruptcies, financial issues, health issues, raising a child, in the relationship with your parents or family. Just sort of scanning through and just noticing what comes to forward to be transmuted tonight. Anything that you would have felt like you maybe had failed at, there's a judgment around, where you basically walked away unvictorious. Bringing this into the altar of your heart, we want to start with cleaning this up with the Ho'oponopono prayer. So saying this to yourself out loud or silently, calling into the Holy Spirit, our own cosmic Christ presence, I love you. I'm so sorry. Please forgive me and thank you. And just breathing this into your heart, whatever life issue that you might find is still kind of hanging out there, that may need resolution, where you felt like you maybe failed or were unvictorious in some form, unsuccessful. So again, I love you. I'm so sorry. Please forgive me and thank you. Clearing through these cellular memory patterns, whether it's in past, present, future, parallel, dimensional selves. I love you. I'm so sorry. Please forgive me. And thank you. I'm also wanting to clear any genetic patterns that may be passed down, where you may be carrying any sense of failing, not being successful, being unvictorious, not being able to follow through, finish a project, places where you may judge you've made bad decisions, where others have judged you. Cleaning all this up, and particularly within our genetic lineage, where we've carried this on behalf of our parents, family, lineage patterns. Calling forth Archangel Sandalphon, the Mighty Victory, the Angels, Victory, transmuting and clearing this energy. On every level of our being. So again, I love you. I'm so sorry. Please forgive me. And thank you. I love you. I'm so sorry. Please forgive me and thank you. We're clearing this deep on a soul level within our heart, within the sacred heart, the wisdom of the conscious heart, the physical heart, the energetic heart. clearing any issues of disappointment from our heart center. Going deeper and deeper with every breath we take. I love you. I'm so sorry. Please forgive me and thank you. Okay, and now as this energy is kind of clearing through, once you begin to notice a spark of light within your sacred heart, a spark of light being ignited on our behalf by the beloved presence of the mighty Victory and Archangel Sandalphon. So igniting within is that spark, that flame, a victory, mastery in this physical world, walking forwards, putting that right foot forward as you walk forward into the world, knowing that you'll be victorious. Okay, and then just breathing this affirmation in on a soul level, on a cellular level, within your electronic body. I am the mighty flames of victory blazing forth into my life, clearing my life path to be victorious in all ways. To be victorious in all ways. Any decision you make, any venture, any business, any relationship. And so this is like a commanding presence. The flame of victory has more of a decree, a command to it. I am the mighty flames of victory, enfolding this project, this business, this trip, this relationship, this art project, this healing. I am the all-consuming mighty flames of victory and feeling this golden, radiant light blazing through you on a cellular level, through your soul, and that every part of you rises to the occasion. It's like the torch holder for the Olympics. That would be, an example of the mighty flames of victory, is that torch runner for the Olympics, somebody who's running forward knowing they are victorious in all ways. And you're victorious on behalf of, what really adds momentum to this is that you're literally victorious on behalf of your own divinity, your own God presence. So even though you may be going into the world with an idea, a project, a patent, a business, a relationship, your love, having a child, whatever it may be, you're victorious because you're doing it on the platform of your mighty I Am presence, who is victorious in all things, all matters of life. So Sandalphon is coming forward and just noticing that failure is actually just an illusion. It's a human illusion that we will give into when something doesn't go our way, or we don't have the wisdom to understand what occurred at a higher level. And so a lot of times we think that we have failed in life, when in truth it was just perhaps part of a journey. So again, breathing in and breathing out. And transmuting on all levels of your being, within past, present, future, parallel, and dimensional selves, any notion, any feelings, projections, thought forms of failure. Letting that go from your vocabulary, letting it go from your identity, from your emotional body, your thought forms. There's no such thing. Nothing of this light of God ever fails. It just doesn't. We have experiences, but it's only in our interpretation that we perceive something as failing. And then when we take on sort of that, it's almost like a curse in a sense. When you take on failure, it's like a curse of energy. It's something that lowers your vibration. It then sort of takes a hold in your energy, and it has a downward spiral to it that starts causing you to feel like perhaps you're a failure at life or in some area on another level, and in this way and in that way. So it's kind of the way Sandalphon, Archangel Sandalphon, is presenting it. It's a thought form. It's a misaligned thought form that happens when we come into separation with God, with Source, with the universe, with our divinity, whatever word you're good with. But it's when you come into separation with your true self and you step out of that vortex of light is when you can start giving in to certain thoughts. And failure is a major kind of thought form that our collective will tend to grab onto or judge when we feel disappointed, or again, we don't get our way, or something doesn't go our way, or we don't understand something and we think we failed. So just keep in mind, failure is not a real thing. It actually doesn't exist. And there's no reason, Archangel Sandalphon is just very determined about this, but there's just no reason to put any energy into it. There's a lot of human concepts that are just simply nonsensical. They don't exist, and they're not a real thing. And this is one of them. And it gets in the way. It's one of the greatest things, misaligned thought forms, it gets in the way of victory, you being victorious. And once you start feeling like you fail, what happens is we quit. We'll actually quit on the energy. So instead of letting your love, which is what the flame of victory is coming from, letting your love rise to the occasion, as long as you keep choosing your love over and over and over, you're victorious. And you're not focused necessarily on the outcome of what victory is. You're focused on choosing your love over and over again. So you write a book and it doesn't fill up to par, you didn't fail, write another book. Make it clearer, make it better, do whatever you want to do. But just the fact that you're showing up in that relationship or in, you know, to bring forth healing energy to yourself or others, or in a place that you want to live or some experience you want to have, you're victorious just even in that moment of showing up and expressing yourself. And so just breathing in and breathing out. And it's also, it's not about being the best at something. So that's another kind of misaligned, is that a lot of times people think that the flame of victory and mastery means that you're the best. And that's not true. It's just that you're in your own personal mastery and you're in the victory of your heart's pure expression. And so just breathing in and breathing out. We give thanks, this is done, and so it is. And so again, just breathing in and breathing out, as we send forth our infinite love, adoration, and gratitude to the beloved ascended master, mighty victory, holding that torch, that flaming torch of God's pure love and light before us, clearing the path of anything right now that we're asking for assistance with. Calling forth the beloved Archangel Sandalphon, helping us to clear anything in our energy field that no longer serves us, relevant to our mastery, connecting us in with the nature and elemental kingdom, helping us to manifest at will and opening up the magical powers, the magic presence within us. This is another affirmation I would suggest to people. I am the magic presence acting in my life now. And the magic presence is like another way of saying your I am presence or your God self. So I am the magic presence acting in my life now in all ways and in all forms, creating victory in everything I do, everything I touch, every breath I take. And you'll start to notice that your mental body will start rising to the occasion, and your emotions will become brighter and more pure. Your thought forms will become more positive, more capable of kind of pushing through obstacles and coming to the other side, becoming more creative with solutions to what might seem like a problem, dropping judgments from your path that don't need to be there. So again, asking that each of us be sealed tonight in the beloved Archangel Sandalphon, in the mighty victories, flame of divine mastery and victory, clearing that chakra within our right foot, stepping our best foot forward into life, knowing that we are victorious. And everything we put our energy behind. We give thanks this is done and so it is, asking its energy to be sealed. The mighty flames of victory. I am the mighty flames of victory acting in all parts of my life now. Again, just feeling that burst of energy. I'm going to come back on the line to see if there's any questions or anything anybody wants to share. So does anybody have anything they want to share or any questions for tonight?
This is Tiffany. Hi.
Hey, Tiffany.
I just loved what you said about failure being an illusion. I think that was really helpful. I stopped and took some notes on that. And anyway, this was a great one tonight. I really appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. Awesome. Yeah. I think especially for people who are entrepreneurs or people who are really creative or artists or, you know, they have a lot of ideas. It's like because, you know, it's real easy to say, try that idea and it didn't work. Try that idea and it didn't work. And I failed here and I failed here and I failed here, right? But it's because of that 20th time that you actually are victorious with that idea, that business, that book, whatever it is. And so it's just really important to kind of just know that there isn't such thing as failure. There's experiences that are building towards whatever that momentum is into the victory that your I Am Presence is really, you know, wanting you to have, you know, wherever that goes. And a lot of times we just quit before we ever get there.
Yeah.
Which is unfortunate, you know. So it's good to just keep trying and trying and trying, you know, until it locks in with exactly where, you know, your perfection is with it.
And creative pursuits too, but also just looking back on things that I would have considered failures in my own family life and having other people's opinion that, oh, that wasn't a failure at all, and I couldn't even see that perspective, you know, as short as a couple weeks ago. But I don't know, it clicked tonight. I really could look back and pinpoint things that I saw failures, as I considered failures that really aren't failures at all. They're just, like you said, part of the journey, part of the experience, part of the tuition, you know, that we pay along the way, I guess. And I don't know, it was super refreshing. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome, yeah. Yeah, I like the Flame of Victory quite a lot. Anybody else have anything they want to share or any questions?
Hey, Adrienne, it's Judith.
Hey, Judith.
So, you know, what I found interesting is that you didn't bring it up till later, but when you started the call, I started with, I had this image, sense, thought, like of my work actually not involving people. which is very strange for me, but it's been coming up for me, and I think we've talked about that before, but it was the sense of almost taking it out of having direct contact with people, but creating more of a product or information or educational tool is almost where I'm heading with that. And I'm just wondering what you pick up on.
Well, I mean, you know, I think a lot of times as we're working with people, it does sort of give us, you know, information and stuff like that. But you probably kind of could dance between both worlds. You may just be sort of entering into a phase right now where actually having more of a product, you know, would be something that allowed you that flame of victory, something to kind of stand behind and put out into the world. You know, it's a good chance that you'll obviously probably end up working with people in some way, you know, with your product or whatever, but it could definitely stand alone as well. Like, depending on the kind of product you want to create or course or whatever, you know, it just depends on what your intention is, you know. And, you know, it might be if you had a product that you were working with and you worked more into a group energy, that might be, you know, cool as well. So something we can probably, you know, next time we talk, you know, in our session, go a little bit deeper into. But, you know, I would definitely start doing, I am the all-consuming flame of divine victory around this product, you know what I mean, or around this business. Like, get real specific, whatever it is you guys are working with and what you're doing, yeah.
Yeah, it's just very interesting. It was sort of a, I don't know, it's like a shifting of the energy or priorities, because, you know, a lot of my focus has been towards direct contact with people as a primary place. It's like a primary effort. And then just having a really clear sense of having that actually take a it's like a triple backseat, like moving it backwards or moving it further away. So I don't know. It's just,
it feels like it's a more comfortable place for you. So I definitely think where you're headed is good. It feels good in your energy field. I think you're on the right track with that. So, and just remembering that when you call in the mighty, you know, the Ascended Master Mighty Victory or Archangel Sandalphon, you know, or the Flame of Victory, which is a creative flame, you're doing it with like a command, like a decree, you know, so it's one of those types of energies. Actually, all of them are really best done as like a decree, a command. I am the authority of this acting in my life now. You know, I am the Flame of Victory doing this now, and you're going to feel a difference. Like when you say, I am the violet transmuting flame, I am the flame of divine love, I am the mighty flame of victory, the minute you do I am, that's your I am presence, your God presence, the magic presence, and it activates within the cellular energies of your body differently than if you're just doing it from your mind or you're just doing it from your spirit or even just your emotions. But I am, it's like you envelop the quality and you become it in physical form, and it has a greater radiance in your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual bodies when you do that, since we are in human form. So that's a good rule of thumb for any of the flames that we're dealing with and commands.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. So any other questions or comments tonight? All right. Well, we are complete, and that recording will be up in just a little bit later on this evening. So thanks, everybody, for participating tonight, and look forward to talking to you in a couple of weeks.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Adrian.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.